Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Brian Calloway covers MSU women's and men's basketball and other areas for the Lansing State Journal. We welcome Brian to Current State. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We're just great. Bring us up to speed on the MSU women's team and how they're doing. I know they're ranked now, 25th, just barely, but ranked, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, this week they got into the rankings for the very first time. They're off to a 16-2 start, which matches the best 18-game start in program history. And they've really done it with their defense. I mean, they are in the top five in the nation in scoring defense, so they're holding opponents to about 47.4 points per game. Also, I mean, they've held every team's leading scorer that they've played under their season average as well, too. So it's been a pretty successful season for them at doing that so far. And, I mean, this success necessarily wasn't expected just because of all the injuries and adversity this team has faced this season. They've had Kiana Johnson and Kaya Taylor, two of their bench players right now. They served nine-game suspensions at the start of the season. Also had Madison Williams, who was a McDonald's All-American in our recruiting class a couple years ago. She's out for the third straight year with an ACL injury. Ariel Powers tore her Achilles tendon before the season, and she's a highly talented freshman. And then Brandy Agee, another freshman that played a few games for them this season, she also tore her ACL in December. So, I mean, they've had a lot of pieces go down and been without a lot of these pieces for most of the season and have still been achieving the success that they have.
So you got to wonder what they're going to do when everybody's healthy.
Yeah, should
is
be.
Is that the deal?
Yeah, it should be interesting next year when she has all these players healthy. And, I mean, they only lose two players, Courtney Schiffauer, who's one of the senior captains, and Jasmine Thomas, who's a senior guard. They've played a lot this season, but those are the only two they lose, really. So it should be interesting to see what Susie will do next year. And she also has a highly touted recruit coming in, Tori Jankowska. She's from Freeland High School. She's a Miss Basketball candidate this year. She's averaging over 30 points a game this season, and she's done a pretty good job there at Freeland.
You profile a redshirt freshman on the team in this morning's State Journal, Akaya Taylor. What's Akaya's role on this team?
Akaya, ever since she's kind of come back from her suspension, she's been one of those – she's added some depth off the bench. I mean, before when she was out, they were pretty much only playing six players, with Jasmine Hines being the main component off the bench. But now, you know, Kiana Johnson and Akaya have come back and to provide some much-needed help off the bench. And Akaya's season has been kind of interesting just for the fact that she was out with the suspension, and then she was out with various illnesses. She had a battle of MRSA twice this year. So
I don't know anybody who's had it twice.
Yeah.
That it was really something.
Yeah, very, very surprising. And, I mean, she said she's got her – I talked to her yesterday. She said she has her medications under control, and she feels like that she's kind of getting back to where she needs to be healthy. So, I mean – she's coming off her best game as a Spartan. She had 7 points off the bench in Sunday's win over Indiana. And she had scored 7 points all season prior to that.
Wow. What were the suspensions about?
Just a violation of NCAA rules of receipt of extra benefits.
Receipt of extra benefits.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's all behind them.
Yeah, hopefully. All behind them.
Now, Coach Susie Merchant, I see, according to your article, says that Akaya is sometimes a little too aggressive. She's really athletic and sometimes a little too aggressive.
Yes, I mean, she plays with a bundle of energy, which is definitely needed and provides a spark off the bench. But,
yeah,
you know, sometimes, you know, gets a little too aggressive. But she's really played under control these past few games here. And Sunday, she really gave them some valuable minutes. I mean, Susie talked about it in her press conference on Monday that you're kind of getting into the grind of January. She could tell that her players who were playing a lot with, you know, those two suspensions and all the injuries, I mean, they kind of needed someone to step up and provide a lift off the bench. And Akaya Taylor and Kiana Johnson both did that on Sunday, I believe. They combined for 22 points in that win over Indiana.
We're talking with the Lansing State Journal's Brian Calloway about MSU women's and men's basketball and a few other things. Does the women's team have a postseason future? It sounds like they do.
Yes, they do. Charlie Cream, who's a bracketologist for ESPN, he has them slated as a 6th seed for the NCAA tournament in his latest projections.
And excellent.
Yeah, so they would be playing. He has them slated to play in College Park, which is one of the regions hosting.
How is attendance at the women's games?
The women have drawn very good this season. I mean, their success obviously has helped tremendously. But, I mean, they're getting in the four to 5,000 a night, and they're expecting another big crowd on Sunday. It's their Girl Scout game, and they also have a nationally televised game on ESPN2 against number 15 Purdue. So that should also help bring some fans in the stands as well, too.
Are there fans that have kind of adopted the women's team that may not go to a men's game very often but are like at every women's game?
Yes. I mean, I see a lot of the same people all the time. time. And I mean, they're very into the game and very into this team. And I think a lot of it is too that, you know, they kind of feel like a personal connection to this team just because, you know, Susie Merchant's out in the community. This team's out in the community kind of selling themselves too. And I actually just talked to Susie kind of a little bit about this for a piece I'm working on later in a couple next month about just the growth of women's basketball. But it seems like, you know, the older crowd and a lot of the younger kids are kind of the market that's attracted to this women's basketball team. Hmm.
You think Coach Merchant is here for a good long time?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's done a nice job building this program up and kind of taking off where previous Joanne P. Left this program. So, yeah, she's here for the long haul, I believe.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Remind us who Drake Harris is and what relevance he has to the MSU sports program.
Yeah, Drake Harris is a junior student athlete at Grand Rapids Christian High School. Had a huge monster football season this fall, helped lead Grand Rapids Christian to the Division III state title. And, I mean, he sets the state record for receiving yards and had a state record performance in the championship game as well, too. But he committed over the summer to Michigan State for both football and basketball. Recently, he's come out and said that he will only play football in college, and he's kind of started to attract a lot more offers. Just the other day, he tweeted that he got an offer from Alabama, and they were in his school visiting him. He also got an offer from Ohio State last week as well, too. So he's kind of been a guy that's really blowing up here, and it's someone that Michigan State's going to have to fight to keep.
When would he announce?
Well, he actually announced over the summer he verbally committed to
Michigan State.
Yes, but he can sign not next year, next February. It will be when he can officially sign to a school. So there's still a whole year left for him, for other schools to kind of get in on him and try to woo him away from Michigan State. And I mean, this is a kid that recently was named, Tom Lemming, he's a football recruiting guru, named him the top receiver in the nation for the class of 2014. So he's a kid that's, his stock is very high right now, and he's going to attract a lot of offers. And obviously you see Urban Meyer from Ohio State, you know, Nick Saban from Alabama, and other schools trying to get in on him. So.
And what kind of senior year is he going to have if he had a junior year like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
This could be off the charts.
Yes.
Well, Drake Harris, we'll keep an eye on that situation. How long have you been at the Lansing State Journal then?
I've been there since October of 2010. So started as a sports copy editor, but have kind of transitioned into a role of reporting last April.
Your dream job to write sports?
Oh, yes.
A print job?
Yeah, I've always, even when I was in high school, I mean, I knew that I wanted to be a sports reporter. So, I mean, it's just a dream to be able to do this.
That's great. Now, where do you come from? Where'd you grow up?
Originally from Coloma, Michigan, which is just outside of Benton Harbor, pretty much right on the shores of Lake Michigan.
All right. The Deer Park,
yeah.
Right? The Coloma Deer Park.
Yeah,
I went
Deer
there
Forest.
As a kid. Deer Forest. That was it. I was there when you like your beat, though, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to stay with, I mean, over the long haul, do you expect to stay with basketball or move to football, or what would you like to do?
Well, I actually do a little bit of football. I do stuff with football recruiting and also do some stuff with the football team as well, too, usually at all the home games and some of the away games for football as well, too. So.
You'd like to be a two-sport guy, though?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like Drake Harris. You're a two-sport guy.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Calloway, we appreciate your time for bringing us up to speed on the women's program in particular, but the other stuff as well.
No problem.